Hi, this is Benjamin Soller, and this is my Spoken Sunday piece for this week. If you'd like to read more fiction or read more of my blog posts, visit www.benjaminsoller.com. And this is my piece, Hard Brown. In winter, you don't feel like going to work at the best of times. The ice outside keeps you in. Your bed is warm, a sanctuary, enticing you to a day of nothing. But the alarm clock rang in my ear, the piercing yells bouncing around inside my head, amplified through the fog. And I awoke with it all running up my arms. I sat up with eyes wide, my pupils racing up and down my shocking limbs. I had beautiful skin, but it was now ghastly, specks of red and brown, and wet plasma swelling around like a bleeding snail had spent the night racing around my body. They ache and I could barely move them. I don't know how I'll get to work, but I need to. I need the money. My legs, warm under the doona, try to pull me over to their side and hide under, but the phone rings, joining the alarm clock. Panic turns up to 11. My fist goes down, one ringing off, and I pick up the other. My arms cry in pain, and I pull my mobile to my ear. Hello? Jeff, where are you? We need you today. I thought we had a deal. Double or nothing. I know, you still do. I'm just having some trouble this morning, but I'll be there. You better be. The next bus is going through at 10. On the way in, I can feel everyone stare at me, their eyes on the white bandages wrapped around my arms to my shoulders, but they can't see the cold lotion soaking underneath, keeping me from screaming and turning back. They need me. If I could do this for them, they'd pay for my medical expenses. Surely they would. He was waiting for me beside the door to the packed bus. He also says, time is money, always tapping his feet as if it was going to hold off cash falling from his trousers. What the fuck's with your arms, boy? I'm fine, it's fine. I nod my head and wave my colourless pipe cleaners around to prove to him, despite the feeling of burning only relieved slightly, with marbled swirls of lotion sliding around underneath. Fine, it doesn't matter, just get on the bus. I scrunch my face up when I see the front. The bull bar has been replaced with a cattle catcher, pointing sharply ahead with the metal stained red. Don't worry about it, he says, when he sees me staring with my eyes a little wider. Just get on the fucking bus. There's only so many hours in a day and I want to make money from every one of them. All the others stare out of the window, blank, perhaps looking at a world far removed from here. No one says a word to each other. They barely move their heads when I take a seat up the back. My eyes catch someone's neck as the engine's brought to life and we take off. His skin speckled like mine, the same snail trail of blood, but with bigger flecks of hard brown. I try to think of yesterday, the bad food, the dusty air, and I wonder if we'd caught anything. I can see sores on the others as I look down the aisle at the rows of statue-like heads. Peeling aside my bandage, I see the brown dots harden up from my skin. My heart races as it compels me to pull aside a little more, revealing a little more hard brown, and again until the bandages lay in a pile at my feet, red and white like a candy cane. Up and down my arm, the red seems to harden before my eyes, bending, makes them crack and pierce. The dead heads around me don't seem to notice. I barely notice the dull roar around the bus. Placards and angry faces slap against the windows, shaking the vehicle on its suspension. Fucking arsehole, he screams from the front. Go through, go through. What did you think the cattle catcher was for? I run up the front with my infected arms flailing around out straight, all in time to see the first one go under. Through the windscreen, a yell turns into a cry for help as he drops below the window frame, taking his slogan on a stick with him. What the fuck, I call out to him as he only reacts by tapping his feet faster and faster. The bus jumps as the guy goes underneath. The bastard doesn't even flinch. And then my eyes go to my arms as they tickle from hand to armpit as the hardened brown covers all over my body stiffening, unable to move as we enter inside the fence. The picket line behind us in a mess, and I realize what I've become. A great big scab.